Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. Today I'm sitting here with Matt and Jade. That was Matt. And yeah, we're at the library right now. It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to all the people out there with their lovers.
If you're single, go get some Pringles.
That is Matt Orford, everybody. I remembered your last name. Oh my god, that's incredible. Anyways.
You the best.
U of S. Yeah. So my friend Jade here is attending the University of Subway, where she learns to make bread. Even though she still burned the bread, that's not what it's about.
No, I
can
go there.
So yeah, we're spending our Valentine's Day at the library, studying, doing homework, and waiting for a certain friend of ours to come the fuck home. Anyways, let's talk a little bit. How
is
are
that
you guys?
The new voice memos?
No, I downloaded a podcast app.
Are you for real?
Yeah. This is a podcast app. It's called Anchor. What is it called? Non-sponsor. No promo, but go download Anchor. It's a good app. Anyways, yeah, so how are all the single people doing out there? I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking.
I'm doing all right. She said she'll be done with dinner at 7:30.
I think we'll be here. We got a text from one of our viewers or one of our listeners. Sorry. Oh, someone died. Asking us how long we'll be at this library. Oh, shout out to Steve Kurz. Jade is singing your song. Stop me in my tracks. Right?
Yeah.
Yes. I listened to it as well. Yeah, we're at the library right now, guys. I've said that like 10 times, but we haven't really moved in a while.
Knowledge.
Thank you. Okay. Jay just snorted. Christian House?
Christian House?
Yeah, no, we're just chilling. Valentine's Day, so we all know that Hallmark created this holiday for money because we love capitalism. However, how far will you go on Valentine's Day for your lover? Have you ever considered asking someone out on Valentine's Day? Jade, I didn't ask for background music on my podcast. Thank you, though. Yeah, so I considered talking to someone today. And then I was like, no, we're not doing this right now.
Yes, we do. No, you made me stop singing.
Anyway, so this person, you just heard me swallow. How was that? How was that for you? ASMR. Jade, please. Control your tablet.
Continue with your story.
Yeah, I considered talking to someone today about something. And Jade, stop looking at me like that. I can see you through my peripheral vision. And I decided that Valentine's Day is to celebrate love and appreciation for a certain someone or group of people that you surround yourself with. And I realized I don't surround myself around this person at all. So I'm not going to make that initiative or take the initiative to talk to them. So maybe another day. But honestly, I really didn't want to buy anyone anything for Valentine's Day. So I think I'm just going to wait till their birthday. When their birthday is, I don't know what it is, but I'll figure it out. Anyways, what'd you say? We have a confession today. Jade is feeling a little guilty today. So this brings up a question for the day. If you were to be dating someone, how far would you go, like, to get them something? And what I mean by that is that if you're dating someone for 1 year, you better go all out, sister. Like, I don't know what to tell you. If you show up with flowers at my house after we've been dating for 1 year and I don't see a single chocolate, I'm sorry, but this 1 year is over. It's been a good run, but, like, no chocolate, no relationship. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, that's a good thing to live by.
It's a good thing. It's a motto. It's my senior quote, really. I don't know. It's my mission statement, if you will, Mrs. O'May.
Mrs. O'May, here you go.
Thank you. But, yeah, but if you've been dating for, like, a week, what would you get someone? Like, would you get them flowers or chocolate or, like, a good old fist bump, you know?
Good old fist bump.
Like, how far would you go?
No.
Honestly, if I were dating someone for a week, it would depend how long we've been talking. If we've been talking for, like, a month, then maybe, like, just some classic flowers and chocolate. I've always been a fan of chocolate roses. Because it kills two birds with one stone. I'm not for killing birds, but it's an expression.
I need to do this.
Jade's doing her chem homework while I talk about love. I do. I'm in the middle of a podcast right now, but I'll help you in a second.
Who knows how long that will take?
It'll take like 5 more minutes. Anyways. Yeah, I think that's the question for the day. Just what would you get someone for Valentine's Day?
What?
And like, how long have you guys been talking? Yeah. That's all I have to say, really. I'm single right now, I think. Oh my gosh, wait. Let me tell you a little story, guys, for the people who took time out of their day to listen to this.
How do I do this?
Jade, I will help you in a second. Okay? Chill. I love you. There's this guy who, I don't know if you follow my Finsta, but there's a guy on my Finsta who texted me, and he was like, just be straight up with me. You not have sex with me because my dick is small. Like, just straight up. Alright, you guys, if you follow my Finsta, okay? Let me read you some of the stuff he said, because I have something to follow up with that, or on that. Logging in right now, please. Thanks. Alright, so, basically, I was being really nice to this guy, and he says, stop being so fucking nice to me, it's making this harder. Fuck you. I hate you, stop accepting my apologies. Can you just tell me if it's because my dick is kind of small? Referring as to why I wouldn't have intercourse with him.
I figured it out.
Thanks. And then I said, I just don't go around having sex with people I barely know. And he says, I'll wear a condom. Please, just one time.
Because that changes things.
Oh, he's wearing a condom? Well, all of a sudden, I am free. And then I said, I already told you. No, I'm not having sex with you. Sorry, bud. Now, if someone says bud to me and doesn't follow up with that in any way of, like, positivity or saying that they want anything to do with me, I'm probably not going to text them back. Just a thought. He says, if you're that worried, wrong form of viewer, by the way, just say, that's a red flag, major red flag right there. If you're that worried, I'll wear two in case the first one breaks.
Oh, my God.
Now, don't quote me on this. I'm no medical professional. I've only taken probably 3 weeks of Health One. But last time I checked, wearing two condoms cancels both of them. Like, that's not going to work. It doesn't work. You wear two condoms, that baby's coming. I don't know what to say. And then I said, good night. And I corrected his form of yore because I'm an intellectual. And he says, it's not as small as the pic, it's bigger in person. He did send me a dick pic, which was not appreciated. Fellas, do not send anyone a dick pic without consent. That's it. I don't know what to tell you.
That's from my TED Talk.
That's a TED Talk right there. And then he said, can you tell me why not? I'll pay you. I'm just trying to feel good. You know my aunt just died. And that's when I did not respond because that's just weird. My aunt just died, but I'll wear two condoms for you, boo. Like, that's so weird. I would not have sex with you unless I've been dating you for a long, long time. Like, that's just it. But, you know, MCC boys, what do you expect? Not all of them. Most of them, though. So, anyways, he texts me today. Well, he Snapchats me today. And he's like, hey, I'm sorry for what I said. And I was like, it's all right, you know, forgive and forget.
He texted you today.
He Snapchat me today.
Okay.
You know, happy Valentine's Day. I'm sorry for what I said. I'm kind of in the middle of something. But thanks, Jade, offering me candy. Oh, thanks for the ASMR, too. Anyways. I love my transitions. Basically, I was like, ah, oh, it's fine, you know. It's whatever. It wasn't whatever, but I forgive easily. And we talk a little bit, catch up on our life. And then he goes, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? And I said, probably hanging out with friends. And he said, you don't have a boyfriend? So I say, I do. Because,
like a liar.
Like a liar. Because I don't want this guy to continue anything. He goes, oh, okay. So why are you hanging out with friends? And so I said, my boyfriend is working. He's a hardworking man. Fellas, if you work, props to you. Independence, I like that shit. Keep it up.
If you don't work, get off your couch and go get a job.
Exactly. I mean, I'm currently the one on the couch without a job. But fellas, if you're on the couch without a job, you're doing something wrong. Just saying. I'm kidding. Do what you want. Anyways, basically, I tell him I have a boyfriend, and he says, you know, if we did anything, he wouldn't have to know. I'm like, first of all, why would my first instinct be to tell him? Of course he wouldn't know if I decided to do anything. Also, Jade, I can't think and talk at the same time.
I know, I'm trying to think. I didn't mean to really show that to you. I was just kind of like,
you just show it to me so maybe I would tell you what to say. All right, guys. Sorry. A little bit of a distraction.
Just a little bit.
But basically, he kept pressuring me into, like, trying to hang out with him today. But I had already made plans with Jade to hang out. Because we're buddies like that. Don't get any ideas. I'm straight. And I basically told him, like, yo, I've already told you multiple times, I don't want to have sex with you. And he was like, yeah, but. I was like, there's no but. Who are you talking to? Not me. Because I didn't say but. I said no. No is no. I don't know what else to tell you. It's so, like, it's a repeated phrase. And people are always, like, it's starting to become just a saying, no means no, blah, 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 blah. But, it, like, what else is it supposed to mean? Let me know. I've said it multiple times.
Who would make cookies with these? This is so much sugar alone. It's really sweet.
That's a big topic changer.
Sorry.
All right, guys, switch over to a little transition here. Currently, we're going to do a little break.
We're
going to review the M&M's caramel chocolate candies for Valentine's Day. A little background,
that
it's 130 calories, 18 grams of total sugars.
Reminding me.
That is a good question. Shut up.
Who would put these in cookies?
Yeah, if you want to make caramel cookies,
exactly.
The prep time is 10 to 15 minutes, and the bake time is 8 to 10 minutes, or 12 to 14, which are two different things, but whatever, go off, sis. Anyways. Yeah, I think, honestly, I'm going to try one right now, you guys, so... Jade, you already ate some. What do you think of these?
What are your opinions?
They're good. She likes them. Alright, I'm about to try one. Matt is going to try one at the same time. And we'll see.
Are we going to dunk it? Are we going to clink it?
Clink it.
Clink. Alright,
one, two, three. I can feel the sugar.
Isn't it so strong?
It is. It is very strong. It kind of just like hits you.
If you guys are into ASMR, you're in for a treat. Alright, so Matt likes it. He's going for a second one. I think I'm good. Honestly, I'd say a 7 out of 10. They would be a 10 out of 10 if they weren't so, like, crunchy. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, the shell. I don't like the shell.
It's a very thick shell.
If you don't want it crunchy, then you can eat Rolos.
That is a good-ass point. I think I might just go buy some Rolos.
Okay.
And then people who like the crunchy part can have M&M's. They are good, though. I really like the inside part. I think they can do a little bit better on presentation. They kind of look like eggs, like snake eggs. You know what I mean? But they're not snakes. Don't worry about it. Yeah, guys, I think this is it, really. Our friend is still not home, and we need her to be home. But regardless, we still love her. Where is she? Where's our friend? Where is she?
She's in Webster.
Oh, she's in Webster. She's not that far. Yeah, guys. But I think that's it. I just wanted to talk about Valentine's Day and what else did we talk about? The candy.
We talked about consent.
Oh, consent. That guy.
Okay, this
I'm gonna name drop guys, I'm sorry, but if you knew a guy named Lucas at MCC, who's the K, it's spelled with a K. It's LUKAS or ES. I always forget. There's another guy named Lucas who I'm friends at, but who I'm friends with, but he's super cool. Like, he's really chill. Yeah. So, I'm glad you, I hope you guys enjoyed this. It's been a while. I wanted it to be more than 10 minutes. It's okay. 15 minutes, so.
To explain consent and a whole thing.
Alright, that's going on.
This is the only thing that I learned from my gym class. Think of consent as tea. If someone says they don't want tea.
Are you a Dance in Defense?
Yes, I am.
Oh my god, we watched that.
But if someone says that they don't want tea, don't force them to have tea.
True. That's the tea.
That's the tea.
Yeah. You wouldn't pour tea down their throats if they say, I don't want tea. And you're like, I made you this tea, brother.
Yeah,
you're
it's like if they said tea. If they said they wanted tea before, but now they don't want tea, be like, that's chill. I guess I'll drink the tea.
Right, which I didn't really understand in the video, because they're referring to tea as, like, consent for sexual intercourse. But then the guy ends with, okay, I guess I'll just drink this tea myself. So does that mean masturbation, or does that mean he's going to sit down and have some tea? I'm not British. I don't know. English is my second language.
Can we get some British people in the comment section?
Can we get some British people in the comment section to tell us, to explain a little bit? That was a little insensitive. I'm sorry, British people. I actually don't know anyone British besides, 21 maybe
Savage.
Maybe Chase? You know that kid in our grade named Chase? Isn't he, like, little British?
Is he British?
I don't know. I think he's a little British, right? Something like that. I don't know. Chase, if you're listening, I hope you're British. Please
one
correct
more
me if
complaint
I'm wrong.
About the M&Ms. They have, like, this white coating on them.
Oh, yeah, they have this powdery substance
it's
over
not,
it.
It tastes terrible.
It tastes terrible. Maybe that's what I meant by the shell. Well, no, I don't like the crunchy part. The powdery part.
Like, the inside, it's fine, but...
Yeah.
That powdery part.
Also, just to let everyone know with allergies, it contains milk and soy, and it may contain peanuts. I wouldn't risk it, really. But if you're willing to take the risk, go ahead. I'm not encouraging that. That is all on your part, your own personal decisions. But yeah.
If you end up in the hospital, don't blame us.
Yeah, if you end up in the hospital, don't sue. We're just recommending something new.
Huh.
What the heck?
All right.
Jade's doing some math homework, but I'm only bilingual. I can't understand that.
I'm trilingual.
Oh, yeah, I guess I am trilingual at this point. Maybe a little.
Just a little bit?
Just a little. Like, bilingual and a half. Bilingual 0.5. That's what I am. Anyways. 2.5 lingual. That's what they call me. That's my middle name. Brianna 2.5. Lingual Lopez Patino. I like that. It's got a special ring to it. I don't think it would look good on my permit, though. Alright, guys. Thank you for joining us on this wild ride.
Stay sad, but not too sad.
Yeah, stay sad, but not too sad. Be happy, but not too happy, brothers. It gets a little dangerous.
What?
It gets a little dangerous. Too happy? Because then you're really sad when something happens. It's like a nice
if you're,
balance.
Like, too happy, then you come down from being too happy, then you'll be really, really sad.
He's a professional, he knows. He's got his doctorate.
I have
and,
my doctorate.
Happiness. Oh, Jade got really sad. Well, proves our point. No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Jade.
Stay sad, but not too sad. And stay
all right, guys. I'm out. Anything everyone wants to say bye?
How do you do this?
All right.
Okay, that's a goodbye.
If anyone knows how to do Algebra 2, let Jade know. What's your Instagram?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Look up. Just go to my page, Brianna Lopez Patino. Look at my following.
Let's see.
And then go look for Jade Wing.
At Jade Wing 02?
At Jade Wing 02?
Yeah, I think it's Jade Wing 02.
All right, Jade Wing 02, but the wing Jade is spelled, wing. Oh my god, Jade dot wing.
Wait, no, no, no.
02. No, forget the dot. Go to my Instagram and look up Jade. Anyways, I'm out, guys. Bye. I love you all. Stay safe. Wear your seatbelts. All right,
don't
bye.
Forget the froth.
The what? All right, bye.
Sorry.